on the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Today is a wine episode. Here's the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have from Lewis Cellars, we have the Napa Valley Reserve Chardonnay 2023. We have the Lewis Cellars, the Big Blend Napa Valley 2022. The Lewis Cellars Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. We have Olima Côte de Provence Rosé 2024. And Amici Cellars Sonoma Coast Chardonnay 2023. And Amici Cellars Napa County Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. Okay, you can thank me now.
You know
thank
what, Bob?
You.
These are wines that not everybody gets to taste.
Yep.
And we get to taste them for free because we don't pay for anything. We are giving unfiltered reviews.
Shut up.
They can't buy us.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
What episode did you say? You slurred your speech already.
Sips episode. I've been drinking.
You've been drinking?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today, our good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me, Bob. It's a wine episode, and I'm happy to be here.
Anytime he's happy, I always get nervous. I don't know why, but...
I could be whining.
Yeah. That's normal.
Whining and dining is normal. Yeah. I do that for my wife. But does she appreciate it? No.
Counseling. Counseling is what he needs.
I know.
And good old boy Justin. So.
Good morning. And you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
That's right. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else that you can sip. And today is a wine episode. Here's the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have from Lewis Cellars, we have the Napa Valley Reserve Chardonnay 2023. We have the Lewis Cellars, the Big Blend Napa Valley 2022. The Lewis Cellars Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. We have Olima Côte de Provence Rosé 2024 and Amici Cellars Sonoma Coast Chardonnay 2023 and Amici Cellars Napa County Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. Okay, you can thank me now.
You know
thank
what, Bob?
You.
These are wines that not everybody gets to taste.
Yep.
And we get to taste them for free because we don't pay for anything here. We are giving unfiltered reviews.
Shut up. They can't buy us. Yeah, you're going to ruin it.
They can't buy us.
You're inviting the competition, my friend. Don't do that.
It is the greatest job in the world. It really, yeah, it really is. What do you do? Well, we drink.
We drink. And we talk.
And we talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Anyway, so we're going to be drinking these and discussing them, giving them our sips ratings. So let's go to Justin and... We do these on a sips rating of 1 to 5. So pick one out of 5 and we'll do it.
We're going to do number 1.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Bring water.
Hear me now and believe me later.
Not working for me. I don't know about you. But... All right. Let's go into first wine and see if he can pull it back out of the dump. So, you want to try and see what you can salvage here, buddy?
A continental accent, because it wasn't British, it wasn't German, it wasn't Austrian.
It was Hans Swiss. And Franz.
It was not any of
you
that.
Up.
Nah, but you didn't start that way.
Okay.
Well, whatever, dude. Just You could have. This is all California wine. You could have done a California dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All yeah. Right. You're right.
Next time we'll bring pot. He'll be okay.
It's legal. You,
it's legal
crazy
places.
Dutch bastard.
All right. Take first it away, one, Justin.
Lewis Cellars was established in 1992 by Randy and Debbie Lewis. They're originally from Atlanta, and they moved to California in the 60s to begin his car as a professional race car driver in 1972, eventually driving Formula 3 in Europe and 5 Indianapolis 500s. In 91, he left racing and dedicated his life to his other passion, winemaking. Their first release under their own label was their Cabernet Sauvignon in 1992, and their first Chard next year. In 2016, Wine Spectator magazine named Lewis Cellars 2013 Cab the number one wine of the year. They source their fruit from premium sites in Napa, including Calistoga, St. Helena, Rutherford, Oak Knoll, and their Chardonnays from the Russian River Valley in nearby Sonoma County. They don't own the vineyards, but they do manage and growing and harvest the grapes, including the clones and rootstocks, and make decisions regarding pruning and canopy management and when the fruit is ready to harvest. So pretty much everything. We're going to first talk about Lewis Cellars Napa Valley Reserve Chardonnay 2023. It's 14.9% alcohol by volume, because 15 would have been too much. Native yeast, 100% malolactic fermentation. It's aged 14 months in 100% French oak barrels. 85% of them are new. The fruit is sourced from select vineyards from throughout the valley. So on the nose, I got dryer sheets, lemon bars, and...
You almost killed Bob.
Mineral
right
water. And the color is like a bright, clear, crisp straw. The palate was soapy, lemony, and creamy, and it had a big acid fruit finish, and I liked it a lot. And you, Harmeet, what did you think?
I was not as impressed as you were, and I do usually like Lewis. This is 100% mallow, and I really was expecting more butteriness because of that, but what it's the creaminess on the nose is there's nuttiness, there's apple, there's a little bit of nutmeg, I smell the oak. It's a little bit, a lot of toasted oak. This is what they used to call cougar juice in the industry, because, you know, the cougars all like this.
Not
this
buttery is, enough for cougar juice.
It's 100% mallow, and it the butteriness is on the palate more than on the nose. But what I got, I feel like maybe either this bottle is not right, or the vintage is different from usual, because I got like jackfruit on the palate, and... a lot, just too much barrel notes, a lot of caramel. I'm not a fan of the texture. It's just too much oak, too much caramel. It's too sweet for me. But I know everybody would, a lot of my target demographic, my customers would love this. It's just not my wine. So I think it needs time to maybe sit another year in the bottle to integrate better, but I've had better from them. Bob, what do you think, Bob?
I thought it was very nice. It was lovely. On the nose, there's definitely a nuttiness there. I definitely get a kind of a crisp apple.
Yeah, definitely.
It's more of a, I mean, their notes are saying, you know, like a Honeycrisp apple. No, I'm getting more like a green apple out of it. It's got a nice minerality to it.
It's sweeter than the green apple. I think the Honeycrisp is the right note. But
not on the... I don't get the sweetness on the nose. On the palate, yeah. But on the nose, it's more of green apple on the nose. And there's a nice minerality to it. But on the palate...
I think the mineral note is there, but it's subdued by all that mallow.
I like the mallow because it gives that nice mouthfeel. But I'm happy with this one because it's not that overly buttery. I'm getting the mouthfeel, but I'm not getting that drippy butter.
I understand. I'm being overcritical about it because it does have great acidity. And Justin mentioned that, and you were absolutely right. The acidity does balance out that butteriness. Yeah. So it's there.
Yeah, it's not over buttery. It's got a great mouthfeel to it. It's very well balanced, I think. a little bit on the sweet side for me, but other than that, a little bit of honeycomb. The oak comes through on it, I think, on
the back palate. It's jackfruit.
There's definitely jackfruit in there. I think it's a lovely sip. So it's got a real pretty color to it too. I mean, very, very bright. Got some gold on the edge. Yeah. A lovely effort.
It's a style of Chardonnay to me. I feel like it's falling out of favor. And maybe it's because I've been drinking too much French Chardonnay lately. I'm not loving this style. But people do love it. I understand that. So it's well-made wine. It's just not for me.
Yeah, well, everything can't be for everybody. I liked it. Justin liked it. But we're going to give the Lewis Cellars Napa Valley Reserve Chardonnay 2023 three sips.
Interesting.
We have a commercial coming now?
Yeah, and we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Lewis Cellars Napa Valley Reserve Chardonnay 23, really nice, and we're going to go on to our next wine from Lewis, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. The next wine is the Lewis Cellars Big Blend, Napa Valley 2022, 15.5% ABV. The appellation is Napa Valley. The varietal composition is Syrah, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Syrah. Fermentation was 14 days on skin, 100% malolactic fermentation, aged 19 months in French and American oak barrels, 90% French, 10% American, 75% of those barrels were new. That's expensive.
Yes.
And that is good. The color is an opaque purple. It's quite dark, not quite as dark as Sin, but almost there. The edges are a beautiful violet. The nose is layers of cherries and tobacco and blackberry and mocha. It's almost chocolate. It's like a cake. It's like a, would this be a German chocolate cake?
Wafer cookies.
German chocolate cake has coconut too, doesn't
hazelnut
it?
Wafer.
Hazelnut wafers, okay.
Wafer thin.
Wafer thin.
Yeah.
The palate.
Mr. Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, this, I could just smell this all day. This is so gorgeous. As it sits in the glass, it's not just the fruit. I'm getting like floral notes as well. I it's like purple flowers. Let's see.
It's like this Stroopwafel.
Not as caramelly as Stroopwafel. On the palate, waves of fruit, just like the blackberry, the cherries, and it's balanced with really good acidity and tannin. The finish is medium to short. The problem is here, we killed a baby. This is a 2022 wine. We're drinking in 2025. This wine needs to be 5 to 10 years older. We are drinking it way too young, but we drink what they send us. I think this would be so much better in 5 years. You could drink this now. Bob, you double decanted this?
Yeah.
If you put this in a decanter and waited 4 hours, it would be better.
Yeah.
But we don't do that. We can't do that.
But also, if you have the patience, just don't touch it. Leave it on the rack and come back to it in 3, 4, 5 years. And you're
5 to 10 years.
You're going to be greatly,
You'll appreciate this wine. Yep. This wine is so much better than it's tasting right now.
How many times on the show, if we, all the years we've been doing a show, we always say the same thing. Look, we are tasting the stuff. Yeah, we're getting great wines, but you know, we do get, most of the wine we get is the current release. And a lot of times you're killing babies. You know, we're drinking them. way earlier than they really should be drunk. But that's just the nature of the business. So what do you
I say
do?
Buy a case.
Yeah.
Put it in your cellar.
Have a couple now and a couple in a year.
Open one this year if you want to try it young. Open one 2 years from now. Open one 4 years, 5 years from now.
And then after that, open all of them.
When you need to.
Yeah.
This is a great wine, but it's just too young. Justin, what do you think?
I agree with you. The nose kind of reminded me of Stroopwafel, although not as syrupy as actual Stroopwafel, just kind of going in that direction.
I see where you're going, but I feel more Stroopwafel's
like,
more caramel.
Is that like a stripper in Dusseldorf?
No, yes. he's thinking about the candies they give you on the planes.
It's a package of cookies.
I thought that was a dancer in Dusseldorf.
I saw them in Publix the other day, too.
But maybe your strippers got chocolate cookies.
Yeah.
I would definitely go to those. The palate was like fresh fruit and nicely structured. There's not much of a finish, but 5 years from now, there'll be a nice finish.
It needs to integrate. The tannins need to integrate with the fruit. It's not quite there yet.
5 years, there'll be a finish.
Yeah, it'll be an infinite finish in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Bob, what do you think?
Well, hold on.
Are we done? Yeah, you got a rating?
Sell no wine before it's time.
See, Orson held on to them till they were ready. Everybody else now sells them too soon. Again, a fantastic wine, just going to get significantly better over time. That chocolate on the nose is just, I'm with you. I could just smell it all day. I don't even need to drink it. I could just smell this.
So if you put this in a decanter and just walked away for a bit and came back in the room, the whole room would smell amazing.
Yeah,
but it would take a couple hours. This is beautiful wine. Just
it's just cherries.
Let it breathe.
It's dark cherries and chocolate and happy. This is what happiness smells like. So
open it at lunch and drink it for dinner.
But absolutely lovely wine. The palate. Hold on.
Great mouthfeel, right? I'm talking because he's
it's
just
got
making
such,
weird noises.
It's got such a great mouthfeel to it. It's coating. It gets the whole tongue. There's no spot on the palate it's missing. It's just these are the ones that you look at and you go like, wow, man, I can't wait for this one. You know, this one's going to take off like a rocket ship. I mean, right now, it's a little tight, but you can tell where it's going.
That's it's youthful.
Thing. Yeah.
It's youthful.
Yeah. It's delicious.
It's like a damn unruly teenager. Yeah. Give it some time in a box.
Yeah. In a bedroom
Harm's
with a locked door.
Parenting advice. Tune in for your next show.
My daughter's turning 12 and she's already got the attitude. I love it.
You got a walk-in closet locks from the outside, right? Don't worry about it.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. She's 12 and she's a girl and
I'm in trouble.
And she's not going out ever. Oh, ever.
And
ever.
I found out her bra size and I don't want to know. Oh, it's bad. It's bad.
Ooh. So
she's gonna be like her mom. She's gonna be like her mom, and I have a this is bad.
So we're going to give the Lewis we're going to give the Lewis Cellars the Big Blend Napa Valley 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips. Come back and see us in about 5 years, and I guarantee that'll be a 5.
Yeah.
So let's go on to our last wine from the folks at Lewis. So this is the Lewis Cellars Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022, 15.5% ABV. Appellation is Napa Valley. Varietal composition is 88% Cabernet Sauvignon, 5.7, that's pretty specific, Cabernet Franc, 3.8 Merlot, 2.5 Petite Syrah, fermented for 14 days on skin, 100% Malo, aged 19 months in 100% French oak barrels, 65% new. So they are spending the money. So the color is an absolutely just dark, rich, opaque, just beautiful
garnet,
dark garnet in the center, turning to like a light garnet, almost ruby on the rim.
Ruby rims, baby.
On the nose.
Is that a song? Ruby rims? I don't know. Bob, Justin would know.
On the nose, there's
no
cherries.
Not till you write it, my friend.
Oak, violets. Oh. On the palate, hold on. There's like a bittersweet chocolate note.
Yep.
There's dark red fruit, some plums in here. There's a little bit of berry in there, maybe a little blackberry on the back palate.
It's more than a little bit.
And a really great mouthfeel to it. It's got some great viscosity to it. I mean, this is, and again, killing babies here. This is, this one needs another 3 to 5 years before it's really ready. But this one's the bomb. This one I'm really enjoying as well. It's, they're making wines for the long term here, which I appreciate. A lot of wineries are, you know, shooting for, you know,
90% of wines that are released are meant to be drunk within the year they're released. Yeah, that's grocery store wine. This is not grocery store wine.
No.
This is the 0.1% of wine.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it. So, but we will discuss that when we get back from the commercial.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Lewis Cellars Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. What'd you think, Justin?
So I like this wine. On the nose, I got smoked pork butt and baked beans and
you
fruit.
Are so insane, my friend. Love you, but that's just messed up, dude.
I smell what I smell.
And you're just hungry. I think you're hungry.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah. This is fruit. Where's the umami? Where's the pork butt? Where's the beans?
And the nose. Starts off with the pork butt, then it goes to baked beans.
You know what
beans,
it is? It's hoisin.
Fruit.
It's that plum hoisin, it's hoisin sauce.
Oh, yeah. Fine. Tomato, it's tomato.
A formidable scent. Stings the nostrils.
Yeah. I had some pho earlier. This is hoisin.
On the palate, I've got like dark chocolate, plush fruit, and the finish is all fruit. Mm-hmm. You got nothing else?
Yeah. You say you smell umami. I smell the fruit. And it's the plum sauce. It's the hoisin. It's...
You said umami. I said pork butts and baked beans, but
pork butt and tomato, baked tomato. Beans are that's umami.
Okay.
Not umami.
I know, like the undefinable taste in Asian food.
It's definable. It's the taste of protein. It's pertinacious. It's the savory flavor.
All right.
It's totally defined.
Preach.
They defined it in the '20s.
Okay.
We're just catching up to it, okay. And that means the 1920s. Anyway,
that doesn't surprise
this
me.
This is
at all.
A fruit bomb. It's California. It's beautiful. Let's rate it.
These Californian wines are all so good.
I miss him. I miss him.
Gone too soon.
All right. The Lewis Cellars Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. We're going to give a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
I just wish I had a second bottle of this that I could put aside so we could come back to it in a few years, because it's going to be an 11. So that takes us to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that.
Thanks, Bob. The roots of Amici Cellars can be traced back to 1991 when the winemaker Jeff Hansen and a few friends decided to make some wine for their own personal consumption. But after realizing how good it was, they decided to start their own brand and settled on the name Amici, which means friends in Italian. The current owners of Amici Cellars are John Harris and Bob and Celia Shepherd. Bob was one of the original co-founders of Amici Cellars and is a Bay Area native. John Harris, originally from Houston, moved to the Bay Area for work and made it his home. In 2012, they purchased the existing winery that became the current home of Amici Cellars, an existing winery, and sourcing the grapes from vineyards all over Napa and Sonoma counties, they combined them. They continue to make wine under their unique motto, created by friends for friends. That's sweet. I'm sorry. I can't deal with marketing speak. Olema Wines is Amici Cellar's sister label. The vision behind every Olema wine is to capture one vibrant place inside a delicious bottle, all while working to show the world what outstanding wines can come at an everyday drinking price. Again, marketing speech, cheaper version of Amici, and it's good. Olema Côte de Provence Rosé, 12.5% ABV, appellation is Côte de Provence, the village of, Vidabon. Its blend is 38% Grenache, 31% Cinsault, 10% Syrah, 8% Carignan, 7% Mourvèdre, and 6% Roll. The color is a pale pink. It's not quite salmon orange. The nose, this is gorgeous. It's just strawberries and melon, peach, orange blossom. It's just gorgeous. I mean, you keep coming back to it, and you get a little bit more. Is that watermelon I'm getting now? Yeah, strawberries and watermelon. Is there a white pepper coming out just on the end? It could be, because that's coming from the Grenache. I know this is just gorgeous. You can tell that it's a wine that you should be drinking every day. This is lunchtime in Florida all year round. But the problem is, in Florida, we don't drink rosé. We drink red wine.
I want your
job
only. Where I should be drinking wine every day at lunch.
This is lunchtime rosé, my friend. Anyway, you could do this with...
it'd be better for you than that meth you do every day for lunch, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, probably.
That's North Florida. South Florida is cocaine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. North Florida, yeah.
South Florida is cocaine, North Florida is meth, and in between is alligators.
I got cocaine taste, but a meth budget.
Yeah. There you go. So the nose is it goes from sweet to floral and on the palate. Beautiful acidity to cut those sweet notes. Strawberry, melon, it's all there. Citrus notes. It's just gorgeous. And it's got a pretty long finish. I'm still tasting it. Medium long, strawberry and melon, a little bit of tangerine, and it's very clean. It leaves your mouth refreshed. This is something you need with some prosciutto and melon. You need, what else do you need with this? Justin, tell me, what are you going to eat with this? Tell me what you think about the wine first.
So I love the wine. It's bright, it's expressive, it's full-bodied, and I would eat Skittles with it.
Yeah, because you're broken inside. A little bit. You know what I need? I need some pears and mascarpone with some bacon.
Another fine alternative.
Yeah.
If you don't have those, Skittles.
Skittles.
Just a really good loaf of really crusty
Halloween,
bread.
Y'all.
Crispy bread, butter. I want some meat. I want some meat on
some
there.
Some really good butter, some really good, you know, really good olive oil, and a little prosciutto or perhaps some
prosciutto.
Maybe some speck or,
you know what?
You know.
What's that bacon they do in all these restaurants these days? Millionaire bacon or billionaire bacon, where they do with the maple syrup and they're really crispy? Do this.
I just eat bacon.
Just eat bacon. Yeah.
Anyway,
everything.
Bob, you got your thoughts on the wine?
I mean, it's got a really pretty color to it, nice salmon pink. The nose, strawberries, cantaloupes, honeydew.
And not the garbage cantaloupe you get in those cheap fruit baskets. This is ripe, good, fresh cantaloupe.
No, that really expensive one they sell at the store, it comes in a little separate bag.
The Japanese ones, $100 cantaloupe.
Really expensive ones.
Yeah.
I've never had that.
A little bit of white peach in there.
Nice. No.
I am, I'm sure.
Mm. And lots of fruit, strawberries and melons, a little bit of citrus.
We're talking about the fruit, but the wine is not sweet.
No, it's not sweet at all.
It fools you to think it's sweet.
No, right. It's not sweet at all, and it's because of the fruitiness that it seems sweet. So that's why you could drink this all damn day. You know,
I mean, the acidity cuts all that, and it's a perfect food wine.
Yeah, I think this is, I mean, this is one of the best rosés I've had in a long time. And the sad thing is people don't drink rosé. It's like people don't drink sherry.
When I say people, I mean people in South Florida, which is just our own microcosm of weirdness. People in New York, rosé 5-10 years ago was the thing. Everybody's drinking rosé.
But not
They started making brosé. Dudes were drinking rosé everywhere, except for, we're so backwards in Florida. I'm sorry.
Well, our rating for the Olema Côte de Provence Rosé 2024 is, surprisingly, from red wine freaks like us, Five sips. This.
Oh my
this
goodness.
One is a winner.
Yeah.
And we don't really talk about prices, but this thing's under $20.
Yeah.
So how can you go wrong? So, all right, that's going to take us to our next wine, which is under Amici's own label. So this is the Sonoma Coast Chardonnay 2023, 14.2% ABV, Appellation Sonoma Coast, 100% Chardonnay, 100% barrel fermented, 10 months in 32% new French oak. It's got a nice sort of golden straw color, really good clarity on the nose. Lemons, peaches, like Italian white peaches. There's a nice minerality to this, a little bit of a dustiness in the tip of the nose, a little bit of salinity, like dry stone. And on the palate, hold on. Tart, delicious, great acidity. Lime. Why is that with the lime, though?
It's some almonds. Toasted almonds.
Yes, it's definitely toasted almonds. There's that nuttiness in it. The acidity is really nice. It's very bright. It's very fresh.
I love this wine.
This is fantastic.
I was telling you how I usually don't like California Chardonnay. This is the one I could drink.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just discussing the Amici Cellar Sonoma Coast Chardonnay 2023. What do you think about it, Justin?
So I got lemon peel and light sriracha mayo on the palate.
Okay.
I don't know where he's going with that. There's no garlic.
There's a little bit of spice.
There's pepper.
And then the body is kind of like mayo.
So I understand where you're going with the body, the mouthfeel. So he's not totally insane. He's coming from a special place. I mean,
well, really, I mean, most maniacs are not totally insane. There's always that slight, little ray.
He's describing the mouthfeel as the mayo, and there's a pepperiness because what's in this again?
Well, like Taco Bell had the sriracha mayo. Yeah.
I don't know. But maybe the spice is coming from the French oak.
Wait, you know what it is? He's been drinking.
I have been drinking.
I'm here trying to justify his comments. Sorry.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, exactly. Right.
Exactly right.
That's how we live our lives, baby. It's got such a beautiful minerality, that peach, and there's a saltiness to it that just hits the
lips. Upper mid palate sing.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
So I don't like the sriracha note, but I'll give you the mayo for the body, I guess, if you want it.
You're giving him mayo for his body? What are you doing with
this?
I don't want to know what you're doing with mayo.
This is not mayo. This is what do they call it again? What's that elevated mayo? What's it called? You know what it is.
Creme fraiche?
No. Aioli.
Oh, aioli.
It's okay. Aioli.
Fine. Sriracha aioli. There you go.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yes. I went to McDonald's and I had a circular patty of ground sirloin with aioli. And Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's still mayo.
Give it a rating. Give it a rating.
What do you want for $2?
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be giving the Amici Cellar Sonoma Coast Chardonnay 2023 a well-deserved 4 sips.
We are broken inside.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely killing it with that
one.
They
didn't bring me on the show for my sanity.
Well, Justin, the last one is yours to review.
Didn't bring it for his good looks either. But
yeah, true. All right. Shout out to visually impaired.
Wine number 6. That's the last one over there.
Amici Cellars, Napa County, Cabernet Sauvignon, 2022. It's 46% alcohol by volume.
14.6.
Yeah, what he said.
You said 46, which is just insane.
Okay. That's what I wanted.
That's like a fine single malt scotch.
He has his glasses on. I have mine off and he can't read it. Okay.
Yeah.
We've been drinking
a little bit.
This is the problem. When the wine is this good, we don't spit.
To be fair, I never spit.
Yeah.
That's why I'm popular. 80% cab.
Let's get back to the wine, okay?
7% Merlot. 7% Malbec. 4% Petit Verdot.
I'm just messing with you. It's Petit Verdot.
2% Cab Franc. Fermented in stainless steel. Aged 16 months and 55% new oak.
French oak, baby.
So it's got that, third grade Elmer's glue note.
You're just trying to provoke us.
Holds together the, jam and banana bread with tobacco leaf. And on the palate, it's like mixed fruits, some earthiness. And the finish is short and hard to remember, but it's not bad.
I think you are too drunk to be
reading. It's not you, it's me. No, actually, it's not me. It is you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think the finish is short. It's blackberry and chocolate, like you said. Did you say tobacco, too?
Yeah.
You did. Yeah, that's good. Full-bodied. Lots of good oak. It's, again, too darn young.
Full-bodied maybe for a French girl, but not really full. Not like an American girl.
All right. Mm. This is your standard Midwestern girl.
Okay. Well, it's not depends on where.
Yeah, all right.
Too young for you? Hold on.
Bring us some fresh wine. No more of this old stuff.
Yeah.
It's a 2022 vintage. We're drinking 25. It does need a couple more years. This wine could be aged much longer, but I think we opened it a couple of years too early. It's quite good. Well, what do you think?
I would be fine waiting the time, but the folks that are kind enough to share the wine with us,
It reviewed this century.
Yeah, they like it, and they prefer that we talk about it sometime while we're all still alive.
This is the other thing. This is not a wine that will age for 30 years like some great Italians, okay? This is something you want to drink within 5 to 10 years. But I just feel like it needs a couple more years in the cellar.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
It just needs a couple more years. You can enjoy it now. There's nothing wrong with enjoying it now. If you like this style of fruity, fresh California fruit bomb that delivers all those fruit notes with good acidity balance, you can drink it young. There's nothing wrong with that. That's you. Do you. You do you. You're pretty and special.
Yeah, it's your wine. Drink it the way you want it, for sure. But yeah.
That was his pickup line.
But
back in the day.
But on the other hand, on the other side of the coin, if you give this thing a little bit more time, it's just going to get so much better.
Yeah. You know what? I complained the last show that you didn't have lamb. I would like a sirloin steak with this. Not sirloin. A New York strip.
Feel free to bring one next time.
Not a problem.
I'll have to bring meat. Bob does host us, and he does give us oyster crackers and the occasional
subs.
The occasional sub.
Every time.
Okay.
Every time.
Chips. I need every to bring time. Steaks. I have to start bringing steaks. When we do these wine shows, we need to bring steaks.
When champagne comes, I'll bring caviar. When stuff that needs meat,
Justin
you bring meat.
Justin was so generous. Last time we did a champagne show, he brought the caviar.
I wanted to eat the caviar. I'm happy to share it.
Regardless,
this wine needs a steak.
I think it's delicious. So
drink it young if you want to. I think it's better older. But drink it young, if you
There's definitely a dark chocolate element on the nose, and the blackberries are there. There's a lot of fruit on the nose. But on the palate, again, blackberries, chocolate.
You're not going to be disappointed if you give this an hour in a decanter.
Just a little bit. Just the oak is there, but it's sort of hidden. I think if you let this sit in the decanter for a couple hours, the oak would come out a little bit more. Open Absolutely delicious lunch, wine. Absolutely delicious. And this is one. Go ahead. You can open this one.
But, you know what I would
if
do?
You give it time, you'll be more richly rewarded.
So instead of buying this at the restaurant where you pay double or triple what you pay in the liquor store, you come to my shop, you buy a bottle of wine, you pay the $20 to $50 corkage fee, depending on how fancy a restaurant you're going to. You have them decant this before you order your appetizers. By the time the meal comes out, it'll be ready.
I just find it funny. He thinks it's going to be cheaper at the store than it is at the restaurant. You've been to that store?
No, yeah. I'm not talking about your prices. I'm talking about the regular customers.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Regular customers pay a lot less.
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah.
Got it.
They walking upright, too?
What? No, I've seen the videos. Not necessarily.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. That's all the time we have for today. Let's get out of here before they say something that we can't put on here. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Justin.
Pleasure to be here.
And thank you, Harm.
You know, Bob, it was really onerous for me to come today because I've been working late every day.
I care.
And this is supposed to be my day off.
I care.
And I came anyway. And you know what? You rewarded me with great wine, so thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, Bob.
It's always a good day when there's good wine.
And when I say thank you, I don't mean F you. I mean thank you.
Well, again, it's rare to have six where they're all great. So,
yeah.
Yahoo. Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Madman Bob reminding you, life is too short to drink bad wine, and if you're at this table today, that's not a problem.
Not at all. Thank you, Bob.
Absolutely delicious.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.